This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and... Oh, excuse me, please. Rob, can we have your attention, please?
Oh, all right then. Hello, I'm Rob.
Rob, could you take your feet off the table, please?
Oh, all right, then. There you go. Feifei, do I have to present this programme today?
Why? What's wrong?
Well, I've done so much work already, and according to my watch, I should be having a coffee break now.
Really? Rob's being lazy because he was out late last night. Rob, there is a phrase to describe your condition.
Oh, yes. Overworked? Energetic?
No, the opposite. It's bone idle. Literally, you're idle right through to your bones. In other words, you're very lazy.
It's a great phrase, Feifei, but that doesn't describe me. Look, I've just moved my little finger.
Ha ha, I think we had better hear some more examples while you move the rest of your body.
The doctor has told my brother to do more exercise, but he won't do it. He's bone idle.
You are bone idle. You've been at home all day and you're still in your pyjamas.
My boyfriend's bone idle. He won't even get off the sofa to answer the phone.
So the phrase bone idle means very lazy, like Rob. Hey Rob, I hear it's Dan's birthday today and he's brought a cake in for us all to share.
Cake? Oh, I love cake. Great. Come on, let's go and get some before it's all eaten.
You're moving now, but you're not going anywhere until you've finished this programme.
Come on then, tell me what to say.
Just read this script.
Right. Okay, let me see. Hold on. The script says that you're about to say... It's not Dan's birthday. It's a joke.
Sorry, Rob. It is a joke. But it did stop you from being bone idle.
Right. That's it. I'm not going to do any more work for the rest of the day.
No change there. Rob, I've got a new name for you.
Oh, yes. What's that?
Lazy Bones.
Oh, you're cruel.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.